Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett toured the area to have a firsthand look at what it will take to restore everyone's power. He says Superstorm Sandy may have left more people without electricity, but this, in some respects, is worse.
Because in Hurricane Sandy, it was during the summertime, the weather was warmer. The workers weren't dealing with ice and snow to work around. I overheard one of the workers talking about when they're up there with the trees that are covered in ice and snow, oftentimes they're called the widow makers because they can cause accidents and can injure people or, unfortunately, kill people.
PECO energy officials say they have thousands working on restoring power. They're importing crews from as far away as Chicago, but fixing the damage will take days. That has people going into survival mode. After waking up on Wednesday morning, Abe Koffenberger spent 3 hours finding dry firewood for his Westchester home. Now he has another problem.
Lit the fire, slept very coldly, covered in sleeping bags. Woke up today, also no power, had just enough fire to heat the place in the morning, and now we're back out on the road trying to take a shower somewhere.
Koffenberger says he's called PECO multiple times, but still hasn't been able to speak to someone who knows when his power will be turned back on. Downingtown resident Annette Johnson is in the same situation. She says with a generator, she and her husband are more fortunate than most, but they don't run the generator all the time.
My husband figured out how to work it. We bought it 4 years ago, and thank goodness we never used it, but now we're using it every other hour. We keep it on for an hour, and then we shut it off just to extend the life or the gasoline usage and whatever.
After some time on PECO's website, we found out that Johnsons are scheduled to have their power back by 11 p.m. Sunday. And that, of course, hopes it comes sooner. President Obama has declared the five-county Philadelphia region, as well as Lancaster and York counties, a disaster area. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.